And welcome into Windy City Bulls basketball tonight from the Sears Center Arena here in Hoffman Estates. It's the final regular season game for the Bulls as they host the Canton Charge. Good evening, everybody. It's Andy Mazur. Jonathan Hood will join me here shortly. So here's what's at stake tonight. A win by Windy City and a loss by Grand Rapids gives the Bulls their first ever division title. Already in the bank, the franchise's first ever playoff berth, first ever winning season. And today they have that chance to add the aforementioned third feather in their cap. Bulls coming in at 27-22 on the year on a two-game losing streak. Canton 21-28 and had its three-game win streak snapped with a loss at Grand Rapids the other night. Jonathan Hood, join me here courtside, and we got to talk about the season because I know there's a lot at stake here tonight. You have to hope for some help and get a win. But regardless, to me, this has been a tremendous season for this Windy City Bulls franchise.
It really has been. A tale of two seasons, as a matter of fact. You do remember the name of Tyler Ulis, do you not?
I do.
Tyler Ulis. This is what the season was about when the Windy City Bulls first started off, Andy. It was about him and Alkins and Fair and Hall and Mulder. And now it's really the Walt Lemon Show. What a tale of two seasons. What an interesting season for this Windy City team. They started off 5-8 in November, 5-4 in December. You thought 10-12, that's not good. But you saw the momentum change as the season progressed.
Absolutely did. And you know, you mentioned Walt Lemon. And we've heard of several times here from Coach Henry about what Walt Lemon brings to the table. Not just a great point guard that has great decision-making skills, but also plays with a toughness, not only mentally, but physically as well, even for his size.
Yeah, I think that here's a guy here that's completely NBA ready. The ability to go to the basket. And again, the one thing that we notice that is a hallmark of this particular league is if you have a good point guard, someone that can lead the charge offensively, it's going to increase your chances to win. And Lemon, to me, NBA caliber guard. We see him in and out of the league. He really has been a godsend for the hopes and dreams of this Windy City team.
Let's talk about Coach Henry, too, because I'd be remiss if we didn't mention him here as well. I don't know how it's going to shake down as far as Coach of the Year balloting, but if I had a vote, obviously we're a little biased here. We see him all the time. But what he's been able to do in turning around this franchise, not with just Walt Lemon, but just in general, you have to have him in that conversation.
There's no question about that, Andy, and I think the reason why is because of the ebb and flow of the season. There was a number of players that went overseas to Japan and went to Europe and Canada, but yet this team was able to persevere. So I think that says a lot for what the coach has been able to bring to the table and this playoff-ready team.
All right, the lights are going down here at the Sears Center Arena, and very shortly we're going to get to the playing the national anthem, and once that is complete, we'll get you the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. Again, Windy City here home, the final regular season game of the season, taking on the Canton Charge here at the Sears Center, the home arena of the Windy City Bulls. Windy City again 27-22 coming into this one, and Canton at 21-28. Both teams are on their respective free throw lines, and actually Michael Mulder is speaking to the crowd. Just a quick thank you for the fans who have come out here and supported this organization and this team. Had a couple of sellouts this year and decent crowd on hand here as well in the midst of the NCAA basketball tournament. And now moments away from the singing of our national anthem. We hope you enjoy it here at the Sears Center.
Whose good stripes and Christ's
great job on the national anthem here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates as we get ready for Windy City Bulls basketball here tonight and the final home game of the year. Let's get to the starting lineups here. First for the visiting Canton Charge. Coming in, as mentioned, with a record of 21 and 28. Here's how they'll start out. Their two-way players will be at the forward spots. It'll be Dangadell, 6'7", 200-pounder out of Louisville. It'll be Jerron Blossom game. He is also at a forward, 6'7", 220-pounder out of Clemson. He is averaging 17.6 points per game and 7.1 rebounds a contest. It'll be a three-forward attack. Actually, Ja'Cory Williams will also start at a forward, 6'8", 220-pounder out of Middle Tennessee. And the two guards are Levi Randolph, 6 foot 6 inches tall at 210 pounds out of Alabama, and Scoochie Smith, the 6'2 point guard, 180 pounds. He is from Dayton. And Nate Ranking is the head coach here at Canton. He is now in his third season of work. Now the lights are going down here once again for the introduction of the Windy City Bulls, but we'll get you those lineups before everybody here gets them. That's a treat for listening to us here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Yes.
It'll be C.J. Fair starting at a forward, a 6'8", 220-pounder. He is out of Syracuse. Also on that forward line is Jakar Sampson, 6'8", 225-pounder out of St. John's. Michael Mulder starting at one of the guards. He is 6'4", 185 pounds out of Kentucky. And it'll be Walter Lemon Jr. He is 6'3", and 180 pounds. He is from one of the finest institutions of higher learning of all time, Bradley University.
All right, move along.
Thank you very much. And V.J. Beecham also getting a start here tonight, 6'8", 185 pounds out of Notre Dame. Charlie Henry now in his second season here at the helm. His record overall is 53 up and 46 down. Yeah, I know, I got a little carried away there, but, you know, my team made the NCAA tournament for the first time in 13 years. You got to brag a little bit, don't you?
Yes, you do. And great media coverage of that Bradley team
as
well.
Okay, we don't have to talk about that.
All right, so let's take a look now at what the Windy City Bulls need to do here, Andy, because against Erie, Windy City shot 40% from the field, 29% from three. Against Lakeland, 49% shooting, 32% from three. That's got to get better. For a ball club that shoots usually over 35%, the Windy City Bulls have to be able to look for their three-point shooters, and then from there, be able to shoot for a high percentage. This is going to be interesting because with Canton and with Windy City, especially with Windy City, I think that some of the bench players, some of the reserves for Windy City has to show Charlie Henry, look, I know you got your rotation set, but I deserve a few more minutes, and I'm going to show you tonight.
Yeah, you know, one of the guys that we don't hear much of is Tawan Kentley, who came over in that trade from Capital City, and he was really averaging a lot of minutes and a lot of points for Cap City, but has really failed to see the floor very much here for Windy City.
So if you're him, or if you are Farrakhan Hall, or if you are John Octius,
when
you want to be able to maximize your minutes. This whole league is about maximizing your minutes. When I get on the floor, what can I show the coaching staff as far as getting to the next level, right, or being able to earn more playing time? And I think that even though Charlie Henry knows who his go-to guys are, if you're a reserve, this is a key game for you, the last regular season game of the year.
Well, let's set the way that the playoffs are situated right now in the Eastern Conference. Long Island is number one at 33-16. Lakeland is at number two at 31-18. They get byes in the first round. Westchester is the number three seed right now at 29-20. 905 Raptors 905, that is number four. Grand Rapids right now is the number five seed, and the Bulls are number six. So if the playoffs were to begin tonight, it would be Windy City against Westchester and Raptors 905 against Grand Rapids. Now, that can flip-flop if the Bulls win tonight and Grand Rapids loses at Fort Wayne.
Yeah, that should be interesting to see, and that Grand Rapids game is underway.
Yeah, it's a 78-70 lead for Grand Rapids. And is that halftime? Halftime. It's a pretty high-scoring game.
We'll keep our eyes on that one. And again, the Windy City has already solidified themselves. Now we're just trying to figure out positioning for this Bulls team.
All right, both teams heading out to the floor. We're going to get this one underway here very shortly. The Bulls in the home reds. They have the black numbers trimmed in white. And coming out also in the traveling whites these days is the Canton Charge with the maroon numbers trimmed in gold.
Big fan of those traveling whites. They're very good.
That's a new trend in the NBA these days, you know? I mean, it used to be the home team was in the whites and the traveling team was in the dark jerseys. If we go back a little bit, you know, that's usually how it goes. But, you know, these kids today need to see the different uniforms.
Yeah, back in our days, we were watching basketball by candlelight.
Yes, we were. on black and white TVs. We didn't know who was the home whites or who the home, what the color was. All right, let's get to basketball. What do you say?
All right.
Shakar Sampson will jump it up against Ja'Cory Williams. And the Bulls have the first possession of the game underway here with Walter Lemon Jr. taking that ball across the timeline. Bulls move from right to left here in this first quarter of play. Top of the key, Ja'Cory Sampson. Now Lemon, just inside the arc, left side, 10 on the shot clock. Guarded there closely by a Blossom game. They worked it fair. Low block. Kicks the pass out to a wide open. Mulder for three. That is good. And that's how we start.
Wonderful job by Mulder, being able to get the pass and being knocked down that three. That's his hallmark.
He is shooting 41% from behind the arc so far this season. 3-0 in favor of Windy City. Scoochie Smith will give it off. Deng, bounce pass underneath. And now back out to Deng. Three, left wing is good. And we're tied at three.
Great pass as he was able to get it from the left wing and knock it down.
So Lemon will bring it across here. 11-10 remains first quarter. Fair with a touch now to Sampson. Ja'Cory Sampson, top of the key, swing it off left. And Walt Lemon. Lemon, a couple of fancy dribbles, will pull up just shy of the free throw line. Banks it home.
We talked about the catalyst that Walt Lemon is for this Windy City team. Where would they be without him?
You shudder to think. It's a 5-3 Windy City lead. 10:50 remaining here in this first quarter. Deng will switch it off. Deng Adele will get it off now to Scoochie Smith. They work it underneath, and Williams had that ball picked away. C.J. Fair will lead Lemon across the line now for the Bulls. 10:35 to go in the quarter. 5-3 Windy City. Ja'Cory Sampson, left-handed hook shot missed. Fouled his own rebound and tried to stick it back out, and it was docked away by Scoochie Smith. Ahead to Deng Adele. Into Ja'Cory Williams with a big slam from the left side with one hand. And we're tied at five. Quickly back, Mulder the other way with a right-hand layup and scores. Well, 7-5 lead for Windy City. 10-10 remaining in the first quarter. Adele. Now we'll fire it to Ja'Cory Williams again. Got a space on Sampson. Turn around, left-hand hook shot using glass, and he scores.
It's going to be interesting to see the matchup inside. Williams be able to set the feet and then the ability to get to the basket.
7-7 ball game, 9:52 to go first quarter. Lemon with it. High on the floor, right wing behind the arc. Couple of dribbles now, takes him all the way to the basket. Little scoop shot left-handed, good.
All he needs is a little daylight, Andy, the ability to get to the basket. Once again, Lemon coming through.
And here comes Randolph. His pass tipped away, stolen by Beecham. Well, the Bulls take it up 9-7, 9:30 to go first quarter. Now Lemon will take it between the circles, kind of study things here with 13 on the shot clock. Drew a double team, one-handed pass to Fair at the left baseline. Try to go backhanded inside, lost the handle, had it blocked, and now it's out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball.
It's too bad because Fair left his man on the baseline, was wide open, unencumbered to the basket, just couldn't score the field goal.
He was so wide open, he didn't know what to do. It's like, wait, there's supposed to be somebody here. 9-7 lead for Windy City. Canton basketball. Spinning inside, Randolph, high off the glass, missed. Tried to follow his own shot. C.J. Fair took it away. And the Bulls will come back with Lemon in the backcourt. And now across the timeline with 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. Jump pass to Fair, top of the key. Whips it to the left corner. Beecham setting up for three. That's too strong. And the weak side rebound is taken down there by Smith. Back the other way for Canton with 8:50 to go in the quarter. 9-7, Windy City the lead. Randolph looking inside. He finds Randolph. Backing in on Lemon. Now a kick pass back out. And Blossom game will leave it inside to Williams. His layup is missed. And Lemon with a rebound for the Bulls. 8.5 to go first quarter. 9-7, Windy City. Mulder leaves his man, goes all the way inside. Finger roll with the right hand is good.
Love the idea that Mulder, now he can knock down threes, but able to get to the basket. Versatility.
7 of the 11 points for Windy City, scored by Mulder early on. And now Randolph, a little 12-footer for the baseline. Rattles no good. Williams had a handle on it, but lost it to Sampson. Ja'Cory Sampson back across the line to Lemon. Going in, all the way to the Euro step. Bank shot good with the left hand. And a timeout is called by Canton. As Lemon now with 6, and the lead is 6. Timeout here with 8:02 to go in the first quarter. Bulls 13, Canton 7. Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com with the Windy City Bulls Network.
I've been in the radio and broadcasting business a long time, more than three decades, and I thought, you know, if I spread my knowledge and shared what I know about the business with a lot of young minds, maybe I could get some of those people involved. And my dad talked to schools, and I thought, I could do that too, and I could do it all in one place at Illinois Media School. I've been having a great time. I tell everybody I'm learning as much from the students as they learn from me. I am Eddie Volkman, and I am IMS.
.02 to go here in our opening quarter of action. 13-7 Windy City Bulls with the lead. I'm Ryan Fahey with you on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, sportstownchicago.com. Let's go around the NBA G League on the final night of the regular season. Not that this matchup matters for playoff implications, but the Red Claws lead the Bluecoats in Delaware 69-68 with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter in that one. Westchester Knicks, who Andy referred to earlier that the Bulls could see next week in the opening round, are trailing to the Erie BayHawks as they begin the second half 70-54. Still at the half, the Grand Rapids Drive leading the Fort Wayne Mad Ants 78-70. And in a possible playoff matchup for the Eastern Conference, the Lakeland Magic leading the Raptors 905 squad 62-58 with 10:30 to go in the third quarter in that one. Now back over to Andy Mazur and Jonathan Hood.
All right, Ryan, thanks. You'll keep us updated on what's going on with Grand Rapids. That is, of course, of serious interest here. Bulls have to do their job and get a win to really make it worthwhile. Grand Rapids win will put the Bulls into the number two spot and number six overall in the Eastern Conference. Back underway we get here with Canton and the basketball. 13-7 Windy City as we look under 8 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Scoochie Smith, long range three, missed, and Walt Lemon up for the rebound. Lemon will bring it back for the Bulls across the line on the run. Chris Cross leading it back behind Mulder. Three is good. He knew it before he let it go.
Levi Randolph lost in transition. Where's my man? Where's my man? It's up and over for three.
And a 16-7 Windy City lead. Ja'Cory Williams working on Sampson. Ja'Car Sampson, 10 to shoot. Bounce pass inside to Randolph. Hangs and misses, but a foul. Our first foul of the game. It's going to go against Michael Mulder. His first and the first on the team. Here with 7:25 remaining in this first quarter, 16-7 to Windy City.
Mulder's been terrific with his 7 points. Again, his versatility from three and also on, underneath the basket. Done a really good job so far, but he's been doing it all season long.
Anything jump out at you on the stat sheet? We got a timeout?
Yeah, 66% shooting, 6-for-9 from the field for Windy City. A great start for the Bulls.
Randolph good on both of his free throws. And a 16-9 lead here for Windy City. 7:20 remaining here in quarter number one. Beecham holds on the left wing against Randolph. Now finds Lemon in the left corner. 13 on the shot clock. Lemon, a couple fancy dribbles, goes between the leg. Inside the paint, now shake and beg move, left the layup short. Thought he got fouled, but no whistle here. As Blossom Game will bring it back. Now Dangadel launching from three, a rim no good, and Lemon the weak side rebound for the Bulls. 6:55 to go in this first quarter. 16-9. Windy City. Ja'Car Sampson, foul line extended right. Finds Mulder, top of the key. Works his way inside, though, all the way down, and a one-hand flush.
That high elevation for Mulder, flying through the sky here at the Sears Center.
Make sure your tray tables are locked into the upright position for that flight right there. And an 18-9 Windy City lead, and right there, Blossom Game answering with a three. 18-12 Windy City, 6:25 to go first quarter. Now Ja'Car Sampson will bring it across the line and hand it off to Beecham. On the left wing to the corner, Fair tried to attack, was cut off by Blossom Game. Has to bail out and throw it back up to the top. And Lemon will take it from Beecham with 8 on the shot clock. Lemon pulling up, 3 ball straight on, is off the mark, and Blossom Game has the rebound. The shot clock kind of forced that shot. And down the lane now is Scoochie Smith, easy with a right hand and scores.
Smith will be able to get to the basket. No recovery by the Bulls on that occasion.
4-point lead for Windy City with the ball, and 5:45 to go in this first quarter of play. Rude players. Inside it goes to B.J. Beecham. He'll miss the follow. Hey, I say that because there's two guys sitting on the scorer's table right in front of us.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
5:35 to go. Inside it goes to Williams. He hangs and banks it in. And something's going on the court. I can tell you that.
It's Lemon on the right side for the Bulls. Lemon with a pass to the left corner. Beecham down the left baseline. Reverse layup is good.
Thanks for the assist.
I still remember how to do that.
that was nice of you. 20-16. Windy City leads with 5:10 to go here in the quarter. I can see this side of the floor.
All right.
Smith with it, going, turning a baseline. Bounce pass down the baseline. The baseline pass. And Randolph with a nice move up and under. And now it's a two-point game. 20-18. 4:55 remaining in this first quarter of play. Mulder pulling up for three. Top of the key off the mark. Too strong. Lemon gets the rebound in the right corner. Now checks baseline. Reverse layup off glass is good.
Lemon being able to get wherever he wants to be on the floor right now. He's hot in the first quarter.
22-18, Windy City the lead, 4:35 to go in this first quarter. Blossingame thought about a three. Now Dangadel will take it down the lane against Jakar Sampson. Right corner is Randolph. Tracing the arc back toward the top, eight to shoot. Smith now on the left wing, picked up by Fair. Three on the clock. Smith has to pass it off. Quick shot up from the right corner by Blossingame, and that is missed, and the rebound taken out by Walt Lemon. Lemon trying to force the issue on Ja'Cory Williams. He lost the ball out of bounds. And will it stay with Windy City? They will.
He was, yes.
Well, thankfully, Chance Comanche is now in the game and not sitting on the scores table in front of me. And Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman is also in, a guy from Michigan. He's in for the first time. 4:07 to go, first quarter, 22-18, Windy City. Mulder, quick trigger three, left wing, no good. And the rebound is taken down by Comanche. And now Randolph will bring it across for Canton. Randolph got a screen. Nice there from Comanche, but Farrakhan Hall into the game for the first time. Good job to switch and pick it up. Now Randolph dumping it inside. 10 to shoot. Comanche against Fair. Hooked him inside. Now barrels his way in through, and it was stripped and stolen by C.J. Fair. Now Lemon quickly back the other way, all the way, and splits the defense and lays it up with the right hand and scores.
Comanche was just pouting all the way because he couldn't score on one end and just trailed the play and allowed that field goal to happen.
24-18, Windy City the lead. And a steal by Mulder. It's a three-on-one. Mulder will leave for Fair, and a two-hand slam on the alley-oop, and timeout is called. Great teamwork right there. And 3:17 to go here in this quarter. And Windy City leads 26-18. Timeout here as well. Windy City Bulls basketball on SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on sportstownchicago.com.
.317 to go, first quarter, 26-18, Windy City. Let's get a sideline report now from Shaquille Barnes.
March Madness is here, and everyone is excited about the NCAA tournament. Recently on Twitter, former Windy City Bull guard Ryan Archdiacono asked, where is the best place to watch the Nova game? Michael Mulder responded as, the real Wildcats play at 6:30. Well, guys, now we know who Michael Mulder got winning the tournament.
Thanks, Shaq. Appreciate that. Yeah, I tell you what, these guys become pros, and their college allegiance is still mean a whole lot to them.
No question about that. By the way, Chicago Bulls news just coming across. John Paxson, the Vice President of Basketball Operations, says that Wendell Carter Jr. and Chandler Hutchinson are out for the remainder of the season and might be the same thing with Otto Porter Jr. just coming across on ESPN.com.
All right. It's a shame, too, because Wendell Carter Jr. looked like he had a pretty good year lined up, got hurt. And why mess with it, right?
Right. Absolutely.
26-18, Windy City the lead, 3:15 to play here in the first. Smith. Abdul-Rahman will give it back up to the top. Comanche with a dribble left and will hand it off. Smith left of the wing. And out of Randolph. Shake and make move down the baseline. He comes and lays it up and scores. That was a tough move.
That's right around Raleigh Alkins. And so now the Bulls on offense.
26-20, Bulls lead with the ball. 2:50 to go in this quarter. First quarter of action from the Sears Center. Lemon fires a pass left corner. C.J. Fair for three, too strong. And Comanche with a rebound. Ahead it comes to Smith into the front court. Working it here for the Canton Charge. Circles the wagons. One-hand pass goes back left. Abdur Rahman for three, and that's good. First points for him, and it's 26-23, Windy City. Get a line change coming in next whistle. And a lead behind now for Farrakhan Hall. Three ball, good, straight on.
Oh, yes, my brother. Farrakhan from the mountaintop coming through.
And you can get an amen.
Apparently.
29-23, Windy City the lead with 2:05 to play. Being the first. Smith backs it up, top of the key jumper, banks off, no good. And Comanche just ripped down C.J. Fair, offensive foul. Comanche's thinking, okay, I got the ball stripped and stolen away from me already. Now I committed a foul.
Yeah, Chance Comanche is having a tough first quarter. A lot of pouting, not being able to get where he wants to, but it's a long game. He's got to keep his head up here. Even though it's the last game of the season, you still want to show the coaching staff what you're made of.
Isaac Hamilton checking in for the first time now for Canton. Kaiser Gates. And Thomas Wilder have come into the game as well for Windy City. 29-23. Bulls the lead. 1:50 to go here in the first quarter. Kaiser Gates, quick trigger three. Top of the key. Swish.
He's been terrific. Kaiser Gates, really one of the stars of this season for Windy City, being able to knock down threes.
This is Windy City's 50th game. It's his 50th appearance of the season. And a near steal by Alkins. Bounce pass Comanche. Left of that key. Quick pass to Comanche, and that one went right through his fingertips and out of bounds. He's 0 for 3.
Once again, Comanche with that frustrated look etched across his face. Face of frustration here. Just trying to get something going in the post.
And Windy City ball now. 1:25 to go in the first quarter and a 32-23 lead. Alkins came off the screen. Dribbling down the right side of the lane. Picked up the dribble now. Cross court it goes to Mulder. Fake the three. Now we'll trigger the three from the left. Willing, and it is good again.
Andy, whether it's wide open or if it's challenged, Mulder's always ready to pull the trigger. More times than not, it's going in.
Biggest lead of the game for Windy City, 35-23. We approach 1 minute to go, first quarter. Randolph on a screen from Williams for Canton. Bounce pass, Abdur Rahman. Right wing, guarded by Wilder. Now picked up on the switch by Farrakhan Hall. Five to shoot. They work it to Williams, behind the back dribble. Going inside, a hook shot is good right at that horn of the shot clock. Williams has been a load inside. 35-25, 43 seconds to go in the quarter. Bulls the lead on the ball. Wilder, some fancy dribbling on Hamilton, takes him into the paint. Duck in shot, fall away now, missed everything. And here comes Williams back the other way on the charge for Canton. 20 on the shot clock. Game and shot clock different by about 12 seconds. Inside shot blocked away by Kaiser Gates. They're going to call goaltending.
Williams had no thought of trying to pass that basketball. Whatever he wanted to do, Andy, he just wanted to be able to get his. That may be one of the problems with the charge. Again,
yeah. You
got to be able to pass side to side. It was Williams' turn offensively.
Shot clock and game clock different by about 3 seconds now. Kaiser Gates will hand it off. Alkins to the free throw line. Pulled up on the dribble, finds Mulder open. Right wing three, yes, sir.
Wide open, challenge, doesn't matter. Mulder always there on the spot.
38-27, Windy City. Final 8 seconds of this first quarter. Can't done in any hurry. Abdur Rahman picked up on a switch by Kaiser Gates. Now the open man is Williams. Down the lane he goes. Nice little move inside to score with a tenth of a second to go, and that'll end the first quarter. And it's been all Ja'Cory Williams as far as Canton is concerned, but it's been all Michael Mulder. But as far as Windy City is concerned, we've played one quarter here in Hoffman Estates. Windy City 38. Canton 29. This is Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com of the Windy City Bulls Network.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportsTownChicago.com.
Back here in the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, Andy Mazur along with Jonathan Hood. Ryan Fahey is right here next to me on the right. He'll be updating the G League scoreboard as we move along here. Of course, the Windy City Bulls hoping for a win here tonight and a loss by Grand Rapids to wrap up their first ever division title. Looking good on the one part of it. The Bulls up 38-29 here after one quarter, Jonathan.
Yeah, Mulder with 18 points in the first quarter. He could retire. We could hang his jersey in the rafters now after this first quarter. But it's him along with Walter Lemon Jr. doing a terrific job in the first quarter. Both teams shooting well, over 60% for both. Williams, as you mentioned, closing out the first quarter with 12 points as a starting center for the team. One thing I want to see the Bulls work on: be able to establish the post with Hall, trying to establish that with Kaiser Gates. No free throw attempts so far for Windy City Bulls because so much of their action and their production from the perimeter shooting 54% from three.
Now you wonder, too, here in the second quarter if the focus will be more on the inside to kind of keep things at least guessing in the department of Canton. He starts with the ball here first and a kick. On a near steal attempt there by Wilder. Shot clock goes to 15. 10 seconds have elapsed here in the second quarter.
Really nice crowd here at the Sears Center for the last regular season game. A lot of kids here.
Great to see the kids. Except for the exception of the education day, which it was really, really, really loud in here.
No problem with that.
Oh, I love those kids, though, making those noises. Inside, Ja'Cory Williams. Off balance shot, kind of a prayer with a left hand, it goes.
Yep, took him four steps to get there, but he got there.
Hey, half the fun's getting there, you know that. 11:30 to go here in this first half. Alkins with it now, 38-31, Windy City the lead. Hall spinning in the lane, pull-up shot was partially blocked. And now we have a foul in the backcourt as Comanche did a flop. And they're going to get Farrakhan Hall for the foul. If that was the NHL, Comanche would be sitting in the box for 2 minutes for embellishment.
Just part and parcel to the game that Comanche's had so far. On the deck, a pitcher of frustration, just trying to get himself going here in this contest.
So first foul on Farrakhan Hall. It'll be Canton basketball. 38-31, Windy City the lead. 11:20 to go here in this second quarter of play. Ardell to Comanche. And now Hamilton sweeping through to the foul line. Bounce pass Comanche right of the lane. Backing in against Hall. And the ball stepped away momentarily. Comanche got it back. Dump pass underneath to Hamilton. Fallaway shot from just outside the paint. Scores.
It's a prayer right over Beecham, but it went in on the baseline.
As the shot clock was falling down. 10:53 to go in this quarter. Second quarter from the Sears Center Arena. Bulls in front, 38-33. Wilder. Down the lane he goes, and now we'll give it to Hall, who had his back to the plate. Wilder working hard to try to get it back, and it's turned over. Hamilton for Canton, leaving inside Ja'Cory Williams with a one-hand jam.
I won't say he's unguardable, but he's unguardable so far here in the contest.
And just like that, Canton has come back to down just three. And a foul away from the play. And they're going to get Ja'Cory Williams, the only thing he's done wrong today. Reach-in foul, his first.
One thing about this league that you and I both know, Andy, is that it could be one player that just gets hot because he just wants it offensively more than the others.
Hawkins trying to trigger the inbounds from just in front of his bench. Give and go now from Hall. Quick pass to the corner. Wilder fakes the shot from there, then pulls up to the baseline and left that one short. And in the backcourt is Dangadel to bring it back across. Here comes Hamilton for the charge. Lost the handle on the dribble, but got it back through the lane. Now Adele, right corner. Fancy dribbling here, trying to take Beecham to the basket. Turns toward the baseline, turns back toward the lane. Bounces one up, no good, and Farrakhan Hall there for the rebound. A lot of dribbling right there. 38-35, Windy City the lead in the ball with 9:55 to go. Hall from 18, banks off the back iron, no good. Easy for me to say, and Hamilton comes back the other way now for Canton. Williams will leave now for Hamilton, 15 to shoot. Three-point Windy City lead. On to a Rockmont. Draws a double team off to Ja'Cory Williams, 6 to shoot. Right side of Dell, banging in toward the basket. His shot was blocked by Alkins, and he took it away, and now a foul at the timeline. And boy, it looks like Adell went down hard. He has not gotten up yet.
Yeah, he took a tumble there, writhing in pain. He's being helped up now by Comanche. Tough kid.
He may have gotten inadvertently hit near the forehead. Did that fall on Ja'Cory Williams? I think it was. I think it's his second.
Yes, so it'll be his second.
38-35, Windy City the lead of the ball. Alkins with that great defensive play. Now has it on offense here with 13 to shoot. Taking Williams down the lane. Kicks it out, Kaiser Gates, three ball left wing. Back too hard, right off that right side of the rim. And here comes Hamilton back the other way for the charge. A lead for Williams at the foul line. Behind the back dribble, now follow away, left-hand hook shot using glass, no good. Comanche knocked it away and out of bounds. It'll be Windy City ball.
I tell you, Williams is really doing a great job for this charge team. He is providing the energy on both ends of the floor, utilizing his wingspan, sealing off baselines. Very active for this charge team.
Hey, 6'8", 220, but he plays a lot smaller, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Very agile. Sampson, Ja'Cory Sampson backing in on Dang. Adell, and the ball nearly stolen and is stolen by Hamilton. Here comes Adell, light lead pass to Comanche. Leave inside Williams, a finger roll, left hand is good. And a one-point game now, Windy City 38, Canton 37. And a timeout call by the Windy City Bulls. We will take one right alongside them here with 8:29 remaining in quarter number two, Windy City 38, Canton 37, Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks. On SportsTownChicago.com.
.29 to go in our first half of action. Canton charged, coming back and charging. Trailing by one still, 38-37 to the Windy City Bulls. I'm Ryan Fay with you on SportsTownChicago.com as we go around the G League. On this Saturday night, the one game we're keeping an eye on the most, the Grand Rapids Drive, have a five-point lead over the Fort Wayne Mad Ants in Fort Wayne, 92-87, with that contest having just over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Some other matchups happening around the league. The Greensboro Swarm lead the Texas Legends 77-67. The top-seeded Long Island Nets trailing the Wisconsin Herd 88-84 with just 3 minutes to go in the third quarter over there. And the Erie Bayhawks leading the Westchester Knicks 88-75. With about 2:45 to go in the third quarter over in Pennsylvania. Now back to Andy Mazur and Jonathan Hood, guys.
All right, Ryan, thank you. 38-37, Windy City has been outscored 8-0 here in the second quarter. And that's why it's now a one-point game, Jonathan.
Michael Mulder with 18 points at 18 first-quarter points, one shy of tying Farrakhan's 19 against Stockton back on January 5th.
Back underway, Windy City basketball. Lemon back into the game. His pass was deflected away, but he got it back in the left corner. 10 on the shot clock, 8:20 for the second quarter. Ja'Cory Sampson faking the three. Now will take the three and splash it down.
Ja'Cory Sampson could do it all inside and out. The big man stepping out for three.
Big shot there for Windy City. Much needed points here in the second quarter. 41-37 Windy City. Now Williams. Left elbow banging inside on Beecham. Takes him to the paint. Falls away. Shot with a left hand. No good. And Ja'Cory Sampson takes down the rebound for Windy City. That's a 6'8 guard right there. As Lemon goes down the lane right side, a little follow-away shot inside, good with a left hand.
Vintage Lemon going right to the basket for Windy City.
Great screen by Ja'Cory Sampson as well. Quickly back the other way is Scoochie Smith. A lot of English on that one. It rimmed in and out. He can't believe it. Sampson to Lemon. Now Beecham setting up three, left wing, too strong on the back iron. And Adele takes it down for Canton. He'll bring it back. Now a jump pass to Smith near wing. Inside Comanche on Gates. 15 to shoot. And a foul underneath. And it's going to go on Kaiser Gates. His first.
By the way, Andy.
Yeah.
You mentioned about Williams. You play smaller than 6'8".
Mm-hmm.
Probably because he's not 6'8".
Really?
I think when you see him matched up with Kaiser Gates. Now, Kaiser Gates looks like a legit 6'8", right?
Yeah, I agree.
Williams looks more like 6'5" to me.
So you're saying there's a little program height going on here?
I think so.
I'm 6 feet. Didn't you know that? Quiet, Fahey. Outdoor rock bomb for three. That hits nothing but the floor. And what do we got?
Double foul here.
Double foul. So Jakar Sampson and Comanche each picking up a foul here. Now, I've got an issue with double fouls. Because somebody started it.
The official should tell us what's going on, but he's telling everybody else at the scorer's table.
Yeah, we don't matter.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're used to it, aren't we?
Yeah. Radio.
What was us? 43-37 Windy City, 7:07 to go. And before the jump ball, we're going to get a substitution. Randolph coming back in for Abdul-Rahman. And the tap is controlled by the Bulls. Poetic justice.
Ball don't lie.
Never does. Always tells the truth. Mulder, top of the key now. Tried to go inside, lost the handle, got it back to Alkins. Nice pass underneath to Jakar Sampson. Was too far underneath the basket, though. And a foul coming up underneath, and that's a bailout right there.
Well, Jakar Sampson in a really tight spot there because he's got to battle the out-of-bounds line and Comanche. And good for the Bulls that they win that particular battle. It's a two-on-one situation on that scenario.
Comanche picking up his third. And now Alkins will deliver the inbounds from the sideline. Into Lemon, 12 to shoot. 6:45 for the half. 43-37 Windy City. Inside Lemon again. Shot blocked away by Adele, and here come the Canton charge on the push. Smith, near wing, looking inside for Comanche. Instead goes cross-court. Pass picked off by Gates. Toes the line, but then lost the handle. Inside Randolph. Scoop shot good.
Randolph, right place, right time there to be able to get that scoop shot.
Gates has a catch in the NFL right there. Both feet were still in bounds.
Mm-hmm.
But just a little out of sync because he was falling away. 43-39, Windy City the lead. Now Jakar Sampson, 18-footer, right side is good.
Love the big man with his range, showing the versatility on the outside.
And bodies strewn all across the floor again, and it's the same guys. It's Sampson and Comanche. And the officials are sending each team to their respective benches, which means that they are going to review something here.
This has gotten out of hand. We've seen this a lot here in the, especially in the NCAA tournament, but definitely here on this level. I think on this level you can make a call. Now that you have to take a look at it on the monitor, taking up even more time.
Yeah, they're going to check for a flagrant.
I don't know about you, but I think a lot of this is trying to sell more popcorn and more beer.
Yeah.
Because the longer you're here, first of all, you want to sell more popcorn because it's salty.
Exactly.
So that means there's going to be more beverages sold.
Correct. Want to drink a little more?
Not saying that Brad Seymour would add a lot more salt to the popcorn, but you never know.
Yeah.
It is a G League.
Yeah, salt on the popcorn.
So I would say that is a rib on all of us here. More time in the arena means more concessions. I think that's what's happening here as the officials look at the monitor. This has been a battle. I told you inside, mm-hmm. Comanche has been frustrated trying to figure out his way. Maybe it's been a frustrating year for him. I don't know. But you know that the matchup, Andy, between him and Jakar Sampson was going to be solid. Sampson likes to bang inside. Comanche holds his ground defensively. We've seen that already here through a quarter plus. So we'll see what the verdict is here. I'm going to make sure they talk to us.
Yeah, I think you should. You know, a lot of this could be avoided, too, with the fact that, you know, when you have the double foul situation, that's why I say I always have a problem with it, because somebody started. And maybe it's the frustrated guy, and maybe the official should have a better understanding of what is going on in the flow of the game. You call that foul on Comanche, you kind of, you kind of call it off. Now you call a double foul, and you don't know who started it, and you get these situations. So they're looking at it again. So two guys look at it, then they huddle, and then the other guy will take a look at it. And now they're having the convention.
So the referee firm of Ram, Mehta, and Nagy will come together.
Maybe discussing their dinner plans for after the game.
The Culver's open down the street.
Uh-huh. There's a Denny's down the way, too.
Bulls looking for their 28th victory of the season. What a terrific season for Windy City this year. The ebb and flows, the ups and downs, but yet Charlie Henry held it together.
He did. And I give his staff a lot of credit, too, led by Gennaro Pargo. I mean, the assistants get zero credit because, you know, the face of the program is Charlie. And I think I heard flagrant one on Jakar Sampson. But we're going to see if we can get,
we'll get him over here,
the official's attention. And he won't tell us.
Andy.
Please. Flagrant foul, penalty one. Jakar.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Professionally done.
You get the assist on that, man.
Well, a big guy. You better respect us.
Comanche good on the first free throw. So they're going to say that Sampson with the unnecessary push. And Comanche hits them both. 4-point game, 45-41. Windy City the lead. It'll be Canton basketball to inbound right in front of their bench with 6:07 to go in the second quarter. Second quarter that's been all Canton. Pass will come into Randolph. Now he swings it left to Adele. 20 on the shot clock. Adele, a couple of fancy dribbles on Raleigh Alkins. Now they work it to Blossom Game. Follow a shot from just inside the arc is good. 5:50 to go here in the second quarter. 45-43, Windy City with the lead and the ball. Alkins down the lane, got a man in the air. Follow a shot off window, no good. Rebound tap to Adele, and he'll take it back here for Kent. Lead pass to Blossom Game. Right inside the right side of the arc this time. Follow-away shot no good. And Mulder flying in for the rebound. And now Lemon will bring it across the timeline. He'll give it off to Jakar Sampson. Alkins on the weave. Near the top of the key. Backhand pass goes to Mulder. Down the lane. Sweeping right-hand hook shot missed. And the rebound cleared by Blossom Game. Now Smith ahead for Kent. 45-43 Windy City. 5:08 to go here in the second quarter. Back to the basket now, Blossom Game against Lemon, right of the lane. Backing in again, backing in, spins toward the baseline, and now throws up a shot, missed. Rebound cleared by Gates. And here come the Bulls. Lemon, little fancy footwork there, left the layup short. Kind of a Walter Payton high step right there.
Mm-hmm.
And a fake of a three by Abdul-Rahman. And now Smith trying to go down the lane. He does so, follow-away shot is missed. And a whistle coming up here, and that's going to go against Lemon of the Bulls. It'll be his first. And two shots coming up here for Scoochie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Now the second quarter has been pretty much dominated here by Canton.
A lot of this comes from Ja'Cory Williams, and also one of the key reasons why Canton is still in the ball game is that they've been able to get a lot of points in the paint. They were leading the last time out and a +8 advantage. We're going to see here in the next time out. But the point is that they've been able to get into the painted area against the Bulls.
Scoochie Smith shooting for the tie, and he's got it. 4 points for Smith. Even ball game. 4:40 to go in the half. Lemon across the line. Mulder handoff right back to Lemon. And now barking out the signals and directions. Pass inside to Sampson and a reach-in foul coming up here against Blossom Game.
They didn't want Sampson to start loading up for trying to shoot from the outside. They've seen that act already. They want to slow that train down if they can.
So Mulder will trigger the inbounds across the way from us and get it into Fair. Now Sampson, 12 to shoot. Lemon with it back on the right wing, high on the floor. Now Mulder splits a couple defenders, goes all the way down to Euro step. Bank shot good off the glass.
No other Bulls were moving on the play, so thank goodness Mulder was there to go right down the lane for the lay-in.
47-45, Windy City, 4:10 to go here in the second quarter. Abdul-Rahman for Canton off the Blossom Game. Near wing, Adele. Elbow jumper is no good. Lemon high for the rebound on the weak side for the Bulls. Here he comes, racing through traffic. Down the lane, he'll go against Smith. A little contact there. That should have been goaltending. The rim was moved and no whistle. Here comes Smith. Across it goes. Randolph loading up for three. He got it.
He was wide open there in transition. Poor defense by the Bulls, not rotating over to be able to slow down that three-point play, and it goes down.
Like a charge guy had his hand through the bottom of the basket that time. And Jakar Sampson, a fall-away shot, good from the left side.
There's a basket going, going right through for Sampson.
One-point lead for Windy City, 49-48 with 3:28 to go in the quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Canton. 19 on the shot clock. And Ja'Cory Williams comes back in. And he'll replace Blossom Game. Abdul-Rahman will get that ball in out of Williams. Hand it off right back to Abdul-Rahman. Randolph with it. Now to Williams. Ball fake on Jakar Sampson. Into the painted area he goes. Got his man in the air. Follow away, left-hand hook shot, left short. Good job there by Sampson. He'll bring it across the line here for Windy City. A lead from Mulder. Using the screen from Sampson. A wide open right wing three. Good. Nothing but net.
Mulder keeping the Bulls in this ball game with that hot perimeter shooting.
52-48 Windy City. 2:55 to go, second quarter. Abdul-Rahman back to Smith. Swing it left side. Randolph feeling it from three. He's got it.
Randolph looking good there again. Not a hand up defensively. That's why he was able to extend the arms and knock down that three, Andy.
Levi Randolph, a four-year player at Alabama. Finished there with 1,300 points. Now Walt Lemon, left-hand hook is good inside.
All he needs is just a little daylight. The ability for the little guy to get right into the lane and score.
Three-point lead for Windy City. 2:22 left to go here in this first half of play. Smith tracing the arc right. Randolph, top of the key, guarded by Mulder. Around a screen from Ja'Cory Williams. Give and go inside. Williams hangs and scores on Beecham.
Right on cue, Williams once again scoring the ball. Doesn't look tired either. He could be out there all day.
Lemon with it with a one-point lead for Windy City. 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Mulder, right corner three, bullseye.
It's amazing, the slow rotation, knowing that the shooter's wide open, how the Canton Charge have their hands down. It's amazing.
He is on fire right now, Michael Mulder. Four-point Bulls lead, 1:43 to go, second quarter. Randolph backs out looking for the screen. Got it from Williams, give and go once again. Williams ahead of steam, down the lane, pumped the shot, threw it away. Here comes Lemon, trying to split the pack. Down the lane he goes. Follow-away hook shot is no good. Follow-up is no good as well, but there's a foul coming up. And the foul is going to go against Abdul-Rahman. That'll be his first, and we have an official's timeout here on the floor with a minute 30 to go in half number one. Windy City 57 and Canton 53. Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.
Hey, it's Chris Reese, and I am so glad to be back at IMS. I graduated back in 2007, started my career at US 99.5, started working with Lisa and Ray. I was the producer there for about 7-8 years, and I am so glad to be back in the building teaching some new students here, getting them back doing Adobe, getting over that fear of talking on the radio. And it's Chris Reese, Night Guy on 101.9 The Mix, and I am IMS.
Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears
on SportsTownChicago.com.
Back here in Hoffman Estates, Sears Center Arena, Andy Mazur, Jonathan Hood, 57-53. Windy City leads with a minute 30 to go. Let's get another sideline report from Shaq Barnes.
Windy City is one of six teams to have two active players in the 2,000-point club. Also, Windy City Bulls are one of three teams with three players who have 1,800 points or more in their career.
All right, Shaq, thank you very much. Yeah, a lot of points being scored by these young men out here that are trying to make a name for themselves in the G League to go to that next level.
This whole thing, Andy, is us being judges on American Idol. This is what the G League is, because there are veterans that want another taste of the NBA. There are young players that played in Europe that want a taste of the NBA. So this level here, and it has gotten so much better than it was even 10 years ago. It's very interesting to watch the growth of this league and entertaining. And a lot of these cities across the country, you know, we're getting a lot of attendance and a lot of interest in what's going on, and
in some of these cities.
And the fascinating part is some of these guys who come out of college and be or undrafted will try out for a team willy-nilly, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, this organization likes what I have, and they sign them.
Oh, the stories.
As Walt Lemon hits on the first free throw.
We have covered players here in this G League this season that have gone to three high schools, mm-hmm. four colleges, four countries, taste of the league, yeah. and out of the league, it's really something.
Lemon, one out of two from the line, 58-53, Windy City, minute 25 to go in the half. Yeah, look at Jakar Sampson. He started here, went to China, came back. Mm-hmm. Smith, bounce pass Williams. Baseline to baseline pass, and a whistle and a foul on Mulder. Tried to impede the progress of Randolph underneath. Two shots coming up.
It's been, the story has been Ja'Cory Williams, 10 for 14 from the field, 20 points. He's been a one-man gang out there.
So Randolph to the free throw line. Zach Randolph. Should be Levi Randolph. I got a bunch of names running through my head here right now.
I think you did say Levi Randolph.
I think I did.
Yes.
Yeah. Missed the first one. that's the voices in my head, Jonathan.
Well, that's a career radio. Uh-huh. It's a lot of voices in your head.
Yes, sir. Splits the difference, one out of two for Levi Randolph. You laugh because you've been there. You know that.
Correcting a mistake you didn't make.
Exactly. Okay. 58-54, Windy City the lead and the ball. Lemon at the top. Rocker pass inside Sampson. Got a step, lost the handle, got it back off the glass and missed, but a foul is coming up. And that's going to go against Scoochie Smith. And I know you're dying to know Scoochie Smith's actual given name.
Yes.
It's Deshaun. I don't know where Scoochie came from.
I'm sure it's from one of his parents.
Maybe he was fast as a kid, scooching along.
He's been a cherry picker in this first half. He's not... He is he's not looking for his shot necessarily and really slow defensively.
Sampson good on the first free throw, has one more. That one toward the rim and good. So Jakar Sampson gives the Bulls a 60-54 lead with a minute to go here in the second quarter. Scoochie doesn't look like he's scooching there, just kind of
taking his time.
Lazily coming across the line.
Check his watch.
Now Adele got a screen, fake the three. Sampson on him. Now Williams, one-hand pass left, goes to Randolph. Randolph on Mulder. Gets free, though. Three ball left wing, rimmed in.
Wow, he's been terrific. Whether, again, a hand is up or not, he's been able to get his shots.
18-second differential shot at game clock here. 33 on the big one. 60-57, Windy City the lead. And the ball right now. Sampson on Dell. Toward the baseline, got cut off. Leave inside for Fair. Follow away left-hand hook is good. Tried to sneak out, but went down.
The veteran, more than fair with that in the lane, flying one-hander.
62-57, Windy City. Shot clock is off. Final 13 seconds of the half. Scoochie Smith dribbling right on that Windy City Bulls logo at the middle of the floor. Still dribbling. Goes inside, fall away from the paint. Tried to bank it, no good. Rebound by Ja'Cory Williams. One hand missed. Got it back at the horn. Scores. And that should count. It will count. They're going to look at it, but I think that was in.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of the officials did the point that said yes, but more than likely that is a field goal for Williams, and he's had up plenty of them here in the first half.
Yep, that should be good. We'll wait here just to make sure that
oh, no.
Give you the exact score. They're looking at it.
I'm going to see if there's extra pizza.
60.
You go right ahead, pal.
Okay.
I'm out of here.
Here at the half. Hey, make sure you get a piece for me if there's extra, will you? 62-59, Windy City has the lead here. We're pretty confident. And, yeah, that was a short but sweet review of this play. All right, halftime is upon us here, 62-59, Windy City Bulls. Coming up at the half, Ryan Fahey will take over the microphones here and lead you to the halftime show and update you on the scoreboard. 62-59 the lead for Windy City here at the break. Windy City Bulls basketball and sports, townchicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.